1.
Well, I've had this pasta maker for many years. It was handed down to me by my mother. One of the few treasures that she and my father brought with them when they left Italy in the 1950s. They couldn't take much, so when she made a list of things, she hadn't given it a second thought. It wasn't a priority. But in the end, it was destined to make the voyage. Having packed most of the suitcases, she noticed it on the kitchen table and somehow managed to get it into the last bag. Over the years, we've lost and found it several times, but luckily, it has always turned up again. This time, next month, we've got a big family celebration, so I'll be using it to make pasta for the main meal. It will have been in the family for more or less 70 years by then, but we still use it on special occasions. And, well, we have our own Italian restaurant now, and when we're not using it, the pasta maker takes pride of place out front in the window.
2.
I think my grandmother was just 19 years old when she arrived in the USA from Beijing. My grandfather was already there, having left China a year earlier. He hoped to have got a good job by the time she arrived, but he had only found work as a dishwasher. Still, my grandmother came over, bringing with her this big brown trunk, which contained all of her belongings. Today, I'm lucky enough to have the trunk, and it sits right here, in my apartment. I used to store blankets in it, but now there's lots of old books and magazines inside. For me, it's a symbol of my grandparents' optimism, their sense of adventure, and their desire to find a better life. I like to think I've inherited that adventure spirit. I've certainly traveled just as far. You see, I work as a translator, and my job often takes me to conferences abroad. In fact, by this time next week, I'll have flown to Beijing and back. It's a lot easier now, of course. It'll take me just under 14 hours to get there, rather than 3 weeks.
3.
My family first came to New York in the 1950s. My father had worked as a music teacher in Moscow, but it was difficult to earn a living there, so he traveled to New York with my mother and my older sister. My parents didn't bring many things from Russia besides the essentials. They brought my father's violin and a doll that my grandfather had made years before. It was an old Matryoshka doll, decorated to look like a Russian peasant in traditional clothes, with three smaller dolls inside. It's beautifully painted, and I've looked after it for over 5 decades now. Both my sister and I played with it, and today my grandchildren play with it, but not often, because it's very fragile. The doll reminds me of the struggle of those early years, and that you can never be sure what life has in store for you. A little like opening a Matryoshka doll.